The Gut Milk television commercial campaign has been around for nearly a decade. The latest ad puts a new spin on the familiar formula. It's a spot in Spanish, airing on English-language TV stations in California. Based on a Mexican legend known throughout Latin America, it stars La Llorona, a weeping woman who killed her children. Eric Roy has more from member station KCRW.
You may remember this classic milk commercial, the first in the Got Milk campaign, in which a man who is finishing up a peanut butter sandwich tries to answer the radio contest question, "Who shot Alexander Hamilton?" with $10,000 riding on the reply.
Hold on, let me get some milk. No!
I'm sorry, maybe next time.
Got Milk.
The California Milk Processors Board debuted the Got Milk spot statewide in 1993 and nationwide in 1995. Executive Director Jeff Manning says milk consumption had fallen for 20 years, and the board needed a stronger message than "It's good for you."
The vast majority of milk is consumed with food, and so we came up with the idea of reminding people that when they have certain foods, cereals, cookies, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, that without milk their life comes to a screeching halt.
The milk deprivation concept worked, but in recent years teenagers have been slacking. The board decided to target bicultural Latino teens, a rapidly growing group in California, who tend to be trendsetters. Enter La Llorona, Mexico's legendary weeping woman. Dumped by her lover, she killed her children, then herself, and sadly wanders the earth. In the commercial, a not very scary ghost floats through a middle-class home on her way to the refrigerator, where she finds a carton of milk. She takes a bite of pan dulce, a Mexican sweet roll, then raises the carton to her lips. And...
leche. No.
But it's empty.
Got milk.
Manning says the TV spot was a smash with focus groups.
Amongst Hispanics, they were actually stunned that the advertising or marketing world would have unearthed this legend of La Llorona. And they love the idea.
So far, La Llorona only airs in California, while other states wait to see how the ad does. It was created by four students at the Art Center College of Design in Pasadena. Tanya Sosa, Ali Alvarez, David Delgado, and Jose Renard burned up 24 ideas before La Llorona popped out during a late-night brainstorm.
I think we were giving up.
Ali Alvarez says they knew La Llorona was it, even though Hispanic parents sometimes use the legend to scare kids into behaving.
Just taking that and twisting it around to, hey, wouldn't it be funny if she wasn't crying because of her kids, but she was crying because she didn't have milk? Like, that would take the scariness out of it and put a joke into it.
David Delgado says the medium is part of the message.
I mean, the story is, it's a really interesting story, and it's something we all love, but the fact that it's being played on network TV, I think that's the really cool message that's going out too, and it's saying, you know, Latino Americans, they are mainstream.
La Llorona has created a buzz in the ad industry, but are kids drinking more milk? University of Southern California marketing professor Dave Stewart says the spot gets your attention, but doesn't give you a reason to reach for a carton of milk instead of a soda, sports drink, or can of iced tea.
Well, short of milk becoming a cool drink itself, and in fact being much more available than it is now, I don't think you're going to get people to drink very much more.
Jeff Manning says it's too early to tell if teens will drink more leche. Still, it's been a great ride for the Art Center students, who have a Major League resume credit and TV commercial. In fact, they plan to open their own ad agency, targeting Hispanics.